Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. Happy National Mobility Month, everyone. This is so exciting. We're going to be chatting all things about joint health, and we're going to be chatting with the one and only Dr. Leilani Alvarez in the house. How are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful.
So good to hear from you. We want to thank our friends at Virbac for supporting this great conversation. And, you know, we're going to be diving into one of the most common challenges that we face in practice, keeping our dogs mobile, comfortable as they age. I'm currently going through it with one of my dogs right now, Clark W. Griswold, and every pet parent and veterinary professional thinks about it. And we're here to talk about some solutions.
So a little information about our wonderful colleague, Dr. Alvarez. She's a veterinary specialist in canine sports medicine and rehabilitation, the director of integrative and rehabilitative medicine at the Schwarzman Animal Medical Center in New York City. Shout out to AMC. And we're going to explore what MovoFlex Advanced Soft Chews Joint Support Solution for Dogs is all about. From science to real life results, we've got so much to unpack here. So let's get into it. Dr. Alvarez, are you ready?
Sounds good.
All right. So, you know, there's so many of them out there that are out on the market, but what in general, what makes joint health foundational to a pet's mobility and long-term wellness?
It's a great question and one that I talk to owners about every day when patients come in for consultations is they're focused on the joint. You know, they say, let's say they tore their cruciate and they really want to rehab that knee. And I talk to them that it's not just that knee. I really think of the joint as an entire organ. It's the muscle surrounding it. And then even beyond the area right outside the joint, it's your entire well-being. It's very well known for both humans, but dogs as well, that what allows you to have vitality and longevity in your life is mobility. And guess what that comes back to? It's your joint health. So it's really more than just an injury you might be dealing with in a particular joint. It's about the pet's ability to continue their functional tasks, being able to continue to play and interact with the family, and be around for longer than if they didn't have joint health. So I really see it as important for overall well-being and health.
And I think about, you know, just so critical to their health span and their quality of life, right?
Definitely.
It's so important to have those conversations with pet owners about that.
The other thing I would say is, even though I think we've had a tremendous amount of continuing education in recent years, probably because of new products that have come out that are aimed at targeting the joint, it's important to know that maintaining joint health is not a single targeted approach. It's multimodal. And what that means is we have to really pay attention to diet. We have to pay attention to weight management. So that goes in with the diet, but what ingredients are in that diet that help support joint health, exercise, supplementation, pain management. That's huge because patients come to me for rehabilitation, but if they're experiencing pain, I can't really even initiate that rehab program because I need to make sure they're comfortable first. So all of those facets, nutrition, weight management, exercise, supplementation, pain management, those are all integral in maintaining joint health.
And I really like to have those conversations early on in their lifespan when we're chatting about this, because, you know, we want to make mobility a priority. And sometimes I feel like we have so much going on in the exam room, so many things to talk about. But I really do have that lingering in that conversation because they want to move. Animals enjoy movement. And I
Absolutely.
Think it's early to be more have a proactive approach to this as well, right?
100%. And, you know, when owners ask me, for example, you know, what our goals are, or what we're going to accomplish, it's really about gaining maximal mobility, because you're right, dogs want to move and they want to play. That really is a goal of mine, because when you feel good, you play. Probably as humans, we should do it more, but definitely dogs. When dogs feel good, they play. And that relies on being comfortable, having good joint health, having mobility. And there's no question that when you see a dog playing, we know their mobility has improved, and it improves their quality of life.
Yeah, it really does. And speaking of, let's chat a little bit of how we can improve their mobility and quality of life and about MovaFlex Advance. So what are the key active ingredients in MovaFlex Advance soft shoes?
One of the things that I love about MobileFlex is, first of all, it is not single-targeted therapy. So you've got ingredients. They're all meant to work synergistically to improve joint health. I know that the ingredients that are in here are evidence-based and are more likely to benefit the dog's mobility and well-being. A really important ingredient in MobileFlex is eggshell membrane. And eggshell membrane is naturally rich in elastin and collagen, which are the substances in the body that really help to improve our mobility and joint health. And it goes beyond the joint because elastin and collagen are really important in your tendons, for example, and your ligaments. And that is naturally sourced in that eggshell membrane called BioVoFlex. Another key ingredient that I love is astaxanthin. Astaxanthin is derived from red marine algae, and it's one of the most potent antioxidants known in nature. And why would an antioxidant be in a joint supplement? Well, when our joint has arthritis or really any injury, it has oxidative stress. And by the way, this is something that increases with age. This is why a lot of products for skin health have antioxidants in them, and why they recommend as we age that we supplement with antioxidants. So, particularly for our aging dogs, astaxanthin in MovaFlex is a really key ingredient that's going to help not just with joint health, but really improving that anti-aging effect. And then, in addition to that, MobileFlex Advance, which is an upgrade from the original MobileFlex, has krill in it, which is a natural source of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, I do want to be clear, the amount of krill in there is not enough to provide the omega-3 supplements that we know are beneficial for joint health. You actually need a much higher amount than is in MobileFlex Advance. But the reason for that krill is it enhances the bioavailability of that astaxanthin and another key ingredient, which is hyaluronic acid. So it's going to increase the bioavailability of astaxanthin and hyaluronic acid. In the MobileFlex Advance, there's actually two kinds of hyaluronic acid, which I needed to read up on it and get more education because I was like, what? There's two different kinds? Like, what? I didn't know that, first of all, that they would be bioavailable orally. I used to always think of HA as something I would give as an injection in a joint. It turns out that the HA, the high molecular weight HA that is in MobileFlex, was especially designed via microfermentation process that allows it to have bioavailability. And they have really nice CT study that shows that HA in the joint. So we do have bioavailability from the oral high molecular weight HA. And then the newer HA, which was an addition in the advanced version, is low molecular weight HA, which turns out is really important for immune health of the joint. So it actually helps with the reparative properties of the joint. So how awesome is that, right? You have the HA, which gives you the stickiness, that viscoelastic. You know, if you ever tapped a joint and you get that kind of snotty fluid, that stickiness is the viscoelasticity, which comes from HA. But then, in addition to that, your low molecular weight HA, it comes in when there's a joint injury or there's been some sort of an insult to the joint, and it actually helps repair the cartilage. So both of those are in MobileFlex Advanced. And let's see, what else am I missing? So we've got our eggshell membrane. Oh, Boswellia serrata. Boswellia serrata is derived from, it's actually been used for centuries in traditional medicines, Ayurvedic medicine. It's a tree that naturally grows in North Africa and the Middle East, also known as Indian frankincense. You may have heard of Indian frankincense, a very, very potent anti-inflammatory. We actually know its mechanism of action, which I think is pretty awesome. When you think about supplements, a lot of times we don't even know how they work. But Boswellia serrata blocks 5-lipoxygenase, which for those of you listening, you're kind of like, oh man, that's like brings bad memories from like biochemistry or
Biochem
something.
days.
But it, you know, it's involved in your inflammatory cascade, and 5-lipoxygenase is a very inflammatory mediator that will upregulate inflammation and pain, and Boswellia serrata will block that.
So talk about a lot of synergistic effects that are happening within those ingredients, right? I guess Is that what makes it fast actin, where you can see results seen in as little as a week?
So unlike many other joint supplements that you have to give for like 60 days or sometimes even 90 days to see any type of clinical improvement, that's right. The studies that have been done on MOVOFLEX and MOVOFLEX Advanced have demonstrated that as little as 1 week, usually I tell owners, like, give it 2 weeks, but definitely by 2 weeks, you will be noticing changes. And I think, yes, part of it is from the synergism of those ingredients. They do help each other work better. The other, though, is that Virbac did a really nice job of studying the bioavailability of each of these individual ingredients, and they're highly bioavailable. Glucosamine chondroitin actually doesn't have great bioavailability, so that's why a lot of the glucosamine chondroitin supplements need to be given for a long period of time before you will see any type of clinical improvement, and that's because only about 12% of glucosamine is bioavailable in the dog and only about 5% of chondroitin, versus our astaxanthin, our eggshell membrane, all of the ingredients, Boswellia serrata, particularly very high bioavailability. So that's probably another reason why you are expecting to see results much faster than other joint supplements.
Excellent. I didn't know that. So that's really good to know. And let's talk about which patients benefit most. Like, we got, I think of the seniors, I think of active dogs, and where does MOVOFLEX Advanced Soft Chew fit in a joint support protocol? First line, maintenance, adjunct? What does that look like?
Yeah. Well, I hope not to disappoint you, but I will say, as a rehab specialist, I'm never going to reach for a supplement as a first line of therapy. I genuinely think of supplements in what the word,
Does,
what the word
right?
is saying. Yes, it's supplemental, right? It's not
Yeah.
your first line. It's supplemental to your primary therapy. Because as I already said, to have good joint health, you should have a multimodal approach. So yes, I am often reaching for MOVOFLEX and other supplements in my multimodal approach to joint health. But what patients would benefit? Definitely any patient that has any type of joint injury or painful joints, and MOVOFLEX has such a potent antioxidant effect that I find it restores vitality and mobility in patients that you may not traditionally think as having joint health, but any patients whose mobility has declined, maybe secondary to another disease. I love starting them on MOVOFLEX again because you are expecting to see a quick response from them. Definitely older patients have a higher oxidative stress. Definitely our athletes. Any dogs who are born with joint incongruity. So think about your hip dysplasia puppies, your elbow dysplasia puppies. Those would benefit from starting right away, even as puppies. Usually I would recommend it around 12 months of age. So once they're fully developed, they could benefit from the supplement, but as young as 12 weeks would be safe. And who else? Yeah, as I said, any other type of generalized illness that is negatively impacting mobility.
Yeah, good to know. Really good to know. Especially you think of like the we see a lot of over by us, we see a lot of working breeds, working dogs, dogs that are actually service dogs, working for government, things like that. And high impact. I have several of my clients too that do a lot of agility trials with them and they come back a little achy. So I'm thinking as you're speaking about that, like they would be great candidates for this.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought up the working dogs too, because yes, we see a lot of them at AMC, police dogs, also guiding eyes dogs for their owners who are blind. And yes, I would highly recommend this supplement for them because they are they're using their joints more. There's more wear and tear happening there, and they would definitely benefit.
Let's talk a little bit about compliance and client communication. I know sometimes I even think of the world of dermatology when I send them home with all these different things. And how many times a day do I need to do this? And how often does this need to be given? So, how does MOVOFLEX Advanced Soft Chews make compliance easier for the pet owners?
Oh man, when this first came out, I was like, this is the smartest supplement because it doesn't get easier.
Yeah.
It's always going to be one chew once a day, no matter the size of the dog, which is amazing. So you don't have to look up a dose. You don't need to think about, are they a small breed dog? Are they a large breed dog? Like, what's their weight? The only thing you need to know as far as weight is, are they going to fit into the small jar, the medium jar, or the large jar? Because the small is less than, so any dogs less than 40 pounds will get the small chew, and that's one chew once a day. If they're between 40 and 80 pounds, which is the majority of my patients, it's going to be one chew once a day. And if they're greater than 80 pounds, they'll get the large chew, and that's also one chew once a day. So, yeah, huge for compliance. They love it so much. In fact, I tell owners, make sure you put this in a locked cabinet because if they can smell it, they will want to eat the entire jar.
Yes. That
I even have patients, Adam, who are not eating well, and they love the MobiFlex so much, the owner actually sprinkles the supplement over their food to get them to eat.
Wow. My gosh. There's a practice that uses MobiFlex in the treat jar, and what they do is they smush it on the mat, and while they're giving their vaccines too, and the owners are like, "What is this?" Guys go
Exactly.
over. And so it's a great conversation piece because the vets are saying, well, this is MobiFlex and we want to get them started off the right paw. And so this is something because when they see it, that because sometimes they're always pet owners are concerned about palatability. They want it to taste good. And so when they're like, if they're eating that good in an exam room, can you imagine what they're going to do at home?
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. So the palatability is like above 98%. So I mean, it would just be extremely rare for a dog not
Yeah.
to like MobiFlex. That's right. Yeah.
What's one thing every veterinarian should do to support joint health proactively in all their canine patients?
Number one thing, and I would just say this ad nauseum, it's weight management. If your dog is overweight, the most effective strategy is going to be weight management. The number one risk factor for development of OA in dogs is obesity. And even just being 10% overweight, these dogs will still have a waistline. Most vets actually call them ideal body weight, but if their body condition scores 6 out of 9, that will absolutely impact their clinical symptoms of OA. So that's for me, absolutely number one is always weight management. But beyond that, it's really about education. It's really about the entire team in a clinical setting participating in owner education. You know, the vet's going to be busy in appointments, going in and out of appointments, treating their patients. The support staff can play a really important role in educating owners about the symptoms of OA. We know OA is a degenerative disease, which means that the initial symptoms are not evident to most owners until the dog is much older. So recognizing that when that dog tears their ACL, or once they recover from their TPLO, they may not be limping, but guess what? They have OA because anytime there is an injury to the joint, that's the start of OA. And that's the time that you want to intervene, start your supplementation, make sure you do activity modification to avoid that high impact activity, but make sure they stay active and still moving and walking on a daily basis, make sure that they're an ideal body weight. And so that educational aspect, I think, is really, really important for prevention of nothing's going to stop the progression of OA, but there's a lot of things that we can do to delay progression of OA. So weight management, I would say number one, and number two is really education so that owners recognize that, oh, I didn't know my dog had arthritis. Like it's a Rottweiler is 1 year old. They tore their ACL. Guess what? They have OA.
Yeah, yes. And I think the education should certainly go beyond the exam room, especially for National Mobility Month. I mean, talk about great social media content pieces that all of you out there can do for your team. You know, look at some gait analysis that you see of dogs walking into your clinic, or you know, just sharing best practices of what works, what doesn't work, and to start that conversation ahead of time before they come in, and maybe keep that top of mind when they're looking. You want to chat about mobility, for even their wellness, you know? So I think it's good.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And also early intervention, like we talked about earlier, you know, because it's a, you know, effective and just like you were talking about that it's fast acting with the MobiFlex Advanced Soft Chew. So it's good to get ahead of it earlier than and ahead of it than before it becomes a bigger issue, right?
That's right. The best time to implement joint health strategies is before they're symptomatic, because by the time they're symptomatic, the OA is very advanced. And so the time to intervene is when we know the dog had a joint injury. The time to intervene is when they're diagnosed with hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia, for working dogs, for athletes that are doing agility, field trials, fly ball, you know, all of those canine sports that we know are demanding more of the joints. That's the time to be ahead of the game and begin to offer supplementation, appropriate exercise that helps support joint health, weight management, all of these things. The earlier you do it, you might be lucky and never actually see the symptoms of OA.
Right. Well, you taught me one big one. To the listeners out there, hopefully you know by now that I have dachshunds, and Dr. Alvarez taught me the cookie stretches exercises. So what better way of taking like the MovoFlex, and you can just, push it towards their left side, their right side, so they're working their core a little bit more to strengthen their backs, and they love it now.
Yeah, I love that exercise also. If you do have any athletes doing agility or any kind of dog that's doing a lot of exertion, like if you're playing fetch with your dog or something like that, cookie stretches are great to do after that activity because it's active flexibility and does help promote core strength as well. And that's right. That's all you do is you take something tasty, and absolutely you can use the MobileFlex because it's extremely tasty, and you take it from the nose. You do need to block their body so they're not twisting their body, but they're actually using their spine. So they're not moving their legs. In other words, they're using their spine. But nose to chest, nose to hip, and then the opposite side, and then up and then down, and you got a full body yoga stretch.
That's right. And listeners, if you want to see it, Dr. Alvarez and myself, we made a TikTok video over this too.
Oh, that was all Adam, by the way.
Well, they love it, and they love their aunt Leilani. So thank you for teaching them that. They love it. It's just great. And if any of you want to learn more about what we're chatting about, you can head over to vet-us.verbac.com, VIRBAC. We'll put that on the show notes as well. And you can always chat with your local representative from Virbac to learn more about MovoFlex Advanced Soft Chews. And I want to thank you, Dr. Alvarez. Thank you so much for all you do for the profession. Such a great friend and great work that you're doing in this profession. And I want to give you a little plug, by the way, to the listeners. So if you want to see more of Dr. Alvarez, she is our keynote speaker. That's going to be happening in September at Washington, D.C., National Harbor, September 12th and the 13th, to catch her because she's a phenomenal, engaging speaker, and I'm always learning from her. So thank you for all the great work that you do.
Thank you, Adam. It's such a pleasure to know you. And if it's okay, I want to give a big plug. We just finished writing a book that was submitted to Wiley. It's on canine exercise therapy. So be on the lookout. In the next year, we hope it will be in print. And it will be the first of its kind because right now we do not have any textbooks that help guide practitioners on implementing exercises for their dog.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow, I have to get it signed by you.
You can count on it, Adam.
Love it. Thank you so much again. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Thank you to Virbac for sponsoring this great conversation. Don't forget to rate this podcast as we continue to grow. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.